3, 2, 1, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things TTM, Bloemfontein Celtics, Royal AM, PSL, DStv Premiership, and GLAD Africa Championship. So, without wasting any time then, let's head straight into it. We will start with TTM as they have bought the status of Royal AM and will be contesting in the GLAD Africa Championship this coming season. So, with regards then to this purchase, I must say that, I personally don't advocate for statuses being bought at such a frequent rate within the Premier Soccer League by virtue of the fact that it brings instability to our professional league, A. B, it also does away with history when it comes to that status which is bought, because then we do see a name change and we do see so many nuances of the former club which were there for away. But when we have a look then at TTM, the biggest thing with regards to TTM for me is their track record. And when you have a look at their track record, we do know what happened with TTM the last time they were in the DStv Premiership with regards to players not getting paid. And so many scandals and so much negativity surrounding TTM. So I was just a bit shocked that they were given the go-ahead to purchase another status, because the last time they had a status within the professional league, they didn't really show a good hand and a good account of themselves when it comes to running and managing a football club. However, we do know that money talks when it comes to these type of situations. So TTM will then be competing in the GLAD Africa Championship this coming season. It remains to be seen then as to which type of players they will be using in the GLAD Africa Championship. Yes, they have bought Royal AM status. However, one would imagine that Royal AM would most likely use their players. But moving on then to the next segment, which is Bloemfontein Celtic. So Royal AM have purchased the status of Bloemfontein Celtics, and they will be contesting in the DStv Premiership this coming season. So first and foremost, I must say that I'm deeply scarred by virtue of the fact that Bloemfontein Celtic is one of the most historic clubs within DStv Premiership football and within South Africa. When you look at A, their fan base, B, you look at the types of players they've produced over the years, and the good football they've played over the years. And when you look at Bloemfontein Celtic, it wasn't just a football club, it was bigger than that. And the connection and the affinity the football club had with the community in Free State, with the community and the people of Bloemfontein, you know, it was bigger than football, you know. But to now see history just being erased just like that over a purchase, I'm very disappointed by that, you know, because like I say, I'm not an advocate of statuses being easily bought, especially when it comes to how things have played out in the past couple of years within the DStv Premiership. Sometimes the status gets bought and the owners who have bought the status aren't footballing people, so they run the club into the ground, they get relegated, or they end up selling the status a couple of years later. And that's not what we want to see when it comes to our football. However, when we then have a realistic look at things, when it comes to Bloemfontein Celtics, we do know that they were struggling financially and they couldn't pay players for quite some time. And with the recent court case then being concluded with Patrick Tenyem being awarded the 3 million rand. So there's been a lot of things that Bloemfontein Celtic have been struggling with from a financial perspective. So for them to get bought out, one then could say that it was about time. It was either they were going to get bought out or they were going to get relegated. And from a player's perspective, I would like to think that the players, yes, they will be sad that they won't be playing in the legendary green and white strip. However, they'll be happy from a financial standpoint, because now their salaries are guaranteed to reflect A, on time, and B, some of them will earn better money by virtue of the fact that Umam Khize, we all know that she's got very deep pockets, and the investment that has gone into Royal AM will then obviously go into this new project that she will start when she does take over Bloemfontein Celtic. And of course, there will be a name change, which is then a great segue into the next segment, which is then Royal AM. So we do know that Royal AM have been in a long-standing court battle with the PSL. However, we now see that the PSL have given them a thumbs up to acquire a DStv Premiership status, which is kind of weird, because when you think about it, they were at loggerheads just a week ago, and now they're giving them the thumbs up for the purchase of Bloemfontein Celtic. With regards to how that one played out, yeah, that is a bit of a weird one, how they went from loggerheads to then agreeing a deal. Very interesting. However, because the rules do stipulate that one can acquire a status within DStv Premiership Football as long as you've got the right amount of money and you tick all those boxes. So Royal AM then did tick all those boxes, so they have acquired that status, and I would assume that they will move obviously to KZN. It will be named Royal AM and they will be contesting in the DStv Premiership. So with regards then to Royal AM, I must say that I'm excited from an investment perspective, A, B, from a competitive perspective, because this is a club that will get the right kind of players, experienced players and very good players, and be able to also remunerate them well. And that will then see Royal AM competing and challenging within the DStv Premiership. I just think we need a lot more football clubs within DStv Premiership that will compete. And it just makes the pool of competitive teams within the DStv Premiership a lot more broader. So when it comes then to those three teams, there's a lot of changes which will be instituted at those three different clubs. However, we do know that then Bloemfontein Celtics will fall away. There will be there'll no longer be a Bloemfontein Celtic, which is a sad day for football in South Africa. However, in the extra time segment, this is more of an interactive segment, I would like to get your opinion at home. What do you guys make of statuses being frequently bought within DStv Premiership and GLAD Africa, as we've seen so many statuses change hands in the last 5 to 10 years within the PSL? Do you guys think that if a businessman or a businesswoman comes along with the right amount of money, yes, they can buy it? Or do you think that the laws around procuring a status in the DStv Premiership and GLAD Africa Championship should be a lot more stricter? So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I've thoroughly enjoyed breaking down this one, and I look forward to the season that's to come. And thank you very much for supporting Disky Talk with Luyolo. A new addition to Disky Talk with Luyolo are the ads. So guys, please do watch the ads. Thank you very much for tuning in. Signing out.
Yeah, that's cool. I just have a problem. I don't know where...